Time is 5 PM and the Warwick Finance Committee is now open. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on June 26th?
So moved.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
He's so with it.
May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on June 5th?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. May I have acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on June 26th?
So moved.
Thank you. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
He's on DC time.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, just to open up, PCR 68-23, formerly bid 2023-427, Lincoln Avenue Pipeline Rehabilitation Contract 1. Per request, the administration will be held until August 21st. May I have a motion?
Motion to hold.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. PCR 79-23, bid docket. Bid 2023-443, Connecticut Point Lighthouse Restoration.
Good evening, Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director.
Good evening, Director. You may begin, please.
Well, in the memo that you should have from myself to Francis Gomez, we're recommending to enter into a contract with Abcor Restoration to get the project started. We suspect we're going to need more money at some point, but we would come back to the council if we have to go above the 775, which was itched to us by a congressional earmark.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions or comments from members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
What part is funded by the congressional earmark?
$775,000.
Oh, okay. So funded in part by the earmark. So you're saying you'll go above the 775. So that'd be the part that's not funded by the earmark.
Right.
Do you have an order of magnitude on that?
It's probably double, just a little less than double that, we're thinking. It's one of the reasons we want to get going with this person and refine the scope of work and really see what we can do when and meet with the mayor if we need more funds, come back to you at that point.
What's your perspective on the benefit of restoring this lighthouse?
Well, it's a cultural landmark. As a navigational tool, we know it's not utilized currently with the technology they use for navigation, but if we can get started with them now, we could just get into the project and see exactly what we need to do and when to preserve it, or at least stabilize it. I wouldn't say preserve it. I mean, a lot of this work is, repairing the steel railings. You'll never put wood sash windows back in a structure like that, They'll probably be all prefab steel work and painted. Of course, there's the lead paint remediation and all that has to happen, and including some educational signage on the land side as well. So it's all about just trying to get it going.
And does the earmark grant preclude the city in any way from any sort of public-private partnership or something else in the future to help defray the costs?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, we have we have lots of aging things in the city, so just in terms of priority, a little concern there, but we can certainly get started with the federal government's money. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hello, Director.
Hi.
So, in the first paragraph on the position paper, says this project includes restoration work to the lighthouse and installation of an educational kiosk. Further down, it says, in the third paragraph, says, based on a review of the proposals, plural, the firm that rated most highly, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see any other proposals in our binder, or at least in my binder. Were the proposals that you received, were they submitted?
There were two others, right. And a team in my office scored them and ranked them, and this one came out the highest based on experience and number of projects in the bay itself.
But we don't have the other two to
We can delay this and get you those other two next month if you like.
Well, in the future, you know, I'd like to see the proposals that, you know, are being considered by whichever department it is or by us, you know, as members, because right now the only thing that we can see is this one. We don't see what the other two are. And the last or next to the last paragraph, it says, in hopes of determining a precise cost estimate and scope of work based on the limited funds available above and beyond the congressional earmark. Could you just explain that to us? At the top, it says this project includes restoration work to the lighthouse and installation of a kiosk. Then down below, it says in hopes of determining a precise cost estimate. So are we looking at $775,000, but that's a number that is still open and a number that can grow?
It is a number that can grow. As a matter of fact, when we undertook this project, we mimicked the Brooks Act like you would with professional service firms. And we wanted to really focus on experience and scope of similar projects. There are certain forms we have to include through purchasing, one of which the highest scoring firm actually wrote a number in there. It's on the last page. 1,386,000 and change, you know.
But we don't have that.
We're not focused on the number. We're focused on their experience. So, mm-hmm. But another one of the respondent firms verbally communicated to one of my staff that it might cost around 1.5. So, you know, we know when we probably don't have enough to do it the way we need to do it. But if we can get started with APCOR, we can. It's one step in the right direction. And then as we refine that scope of work and we come to you with a number above 775, mm-hmm. we'll be sure to do that.
Yeah. So the other two proposals, had you submitted them to purchasing or whomever?
Yeah, the other two proposals would be at purchasing, yes. I assume they were in your package, and I apologize for that. They certainly in the future will be.
I don't know if any of my colleagues have anything, because I don't get it so much through the internet. I'm not Mr. Computer by any sense. I do it. Does any of my colleagues have that? Given the fact that you've submitted them and they weren't put in to us, if you don't have a problem with it, I think maybe I would like to ask you if we could hold it till next month so we can get all the documents that pertain to this. This is a pretty big number.
Yeah, and I'll get you the scoring sheets from the three staff people who scored them too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. That okay with you, Mr. Chairman?
That's fine. If the director's fine, you're requesting it. Okay. I can request a PCR for a hold.
Okay. Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you. So, Councilman, I will. May I have a PCR, please?
8123.
PCR 8123. We will continue.
PCR what?
8123. Mm-hmm. Councilman, okay. We will continue with the discussion and then we will go okay. And.
Excuse me for a minute. Then.
Certainly. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Are there any further questions from members of the public? Thank you. And sir, just so we're fully aware, you're welcome to make your statement. We already began discussion on this. This will be held per request. We do have a motion after discussion to hold until next month when we get the bid ideas.
Certainly.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you.
Please give your name and then you may begin.
My name is James Italiani. I live on Hollis Ave.
Thank you.
My concern, and obviously I haven't seen the proposals, is that there's going to be tremendous ongoing maintenance forever on this. And it's not something that, of course, we wouldn't want to keep. But we have a lot of maintenance problems in the city as it is. I don't want to overburden those departments so much that we're going to have more problems. And I think that needs to be added into the budget and looked at also. End of comment. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Are there any further public comments? So we have a request. Bid 2023 is now, bid 2023-443 is now PCR 81-23. Per request of Councilman Lattiser, may I have a motion to hold until August 21st?
Motion to hold. Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Next is bid 2024-066, structural firefighting coats and pants. Chief, good evening.
Good evening, Jason Umbenhauer, Assistant Chief of the Fire Department. The Fire Department is recommending the bid for structural firefighting coats and pants. Bid 2024-066 be awarded to Fire Tech and Safety. This will be a 6-month bid for an amount not to exceed $125,000.
Thank you, Chief. Are there any further questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Question, comments from members of the public. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
2024-080 HVAC services for city-owned buildings. DPW, is there a representative from DPW here? Good evening, Christy. We just hit on 2024-080 HVAC services for city-owned buildings.
Good evening. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Christy Moretti, Department of Public Works. This is a new bid for HVAC services for city buildings. We are requesting an amount of $80,000 for a one-year period. And I just wanted to remind the council that this request is $80,000 because we did eliminate a position in the building maintenance budget that was a HVAC plumber position. So we used some of those funds that we eliminated to put towards this bid.
Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump to bid item number 27, which is found on page 162. It is bid 2024-115, purchase of 2023 Mack LR 64 sanitation vehicle. Christy, please re-identify and you may begin.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. Sorry, you caught me. I'm all out of sorts now. I'm out of order. The department is requesting to purchase one Mack 2023. It'll be available in October to us We have had some older items that are not going to make it probably another 6 months to a year. So we're requesting to purchase this from ARPA funds, $289,265.
Thank you. And is the supply chain, are we expecting, remember about a year ago we had severe delays and when we purchased the vehicles and then it took over a year to get them. Are we caught up on this or will this be a delay?
The automotive industry is still experiencing delays in certain areas. So this truck is already built. That's the reason we can get it so quickly. If we had gone out to bid and ordered that way, it would be at least a year and a half to 2 years before we saw a new vehicle.
Understood. Thank you so much. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council?
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Lattisor.
Sorry. Which item are we on right now?
It's item 27, bid 2024-115 to purchase one 2023 Mack LR64 sanitation vehicle. That is found on page 162.
Okay, hold on with me.
Yep, I'll give you a minute. While we're waiting for the councilman, are there any comments or questions for members of the public? Thank you.
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, councilman. Thank you, Christy. Item number 28 is bid 2024-114, purchase one 2023 Kubota M5 tractor. This is found on page 165. Christy, please reintroduce and begin.
Okay. Christy Moretti, Department of Public Works, Business Manager. Public Works is requesting to purchase one 2023 Kubota M5 tractor. This vehicle is, a 5610, which is piggyback of the state bid for Norfolk Power Equipment in the amount of $129,401. And this tractor is immediately available. This will assist the department in cutting back the brush and vegetation and all the things. So we only have one vehicle that does it right now. So this will certainly assist us in getting things done a little more timely.
Thank you, Christy. And I got to tell you, I want to thank your department publicly. With all the rain we got, I've a lot of stop signs blocked, a lot of walkways blocked, a lot of safety obstructions, if you will.
Yes.
And having this equipment is definitely a help, and especially when we have, that's the priority, is taking care of that. Any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Christy, I don't know if you said it in here or not, but I think you only have one piece of equipment that does this right now?
That's correct.
And Chairman, I agree with you. I mean, You don't have to go far from your front door, right, to see the need for this work and this equipment. So I'm happy to support this. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Christy. That concludes the high bids of the bid packet. I now welcome members of this committee, and then I will follow through with members of the council. And then to members of the public, if there's any item from the bid package you would like to pull and have discussed, now would be the time. I will begin with the committee, then go to the council, then go to the public. Is there any items from the bid package that the committee would like to pull for discussion?
No, thank you.
I know I personally, it was easy to take care of it with 4 weeks of prep.
I am.
Thank you. Is there any items from the bid package that members of the council would like to discuss? Yep. Councilwoman Travis.
No.
Okay. Well, Councilman Lattisor, thank you.
Thank you. So I'm looking for item number 4, found on page 10, radio communication and equipment.
Yes, sir.
Item number 5, found on page 14, tire repairs and recapping.
Yes, sir.
29, hold on 1 minute. No, that's okay. Item number 8, found on page 35, repair two light fixtures. Item number 10, no, that's okay, we'll pass on that one too. Item number 11, no, actually it is item number 10, sorry. Item number 10, found on page 42, fire department dress uniforms and badges. Bear with me 1 minute.
While you review, Councilman, I'm just going to go to Councilwoman Travis. She has one item.
Sure.
Councilwoman Travis? So, Councilwoman, you'd like to discuss bid 2024-107, purchase dugout benches for City Park, and you're gonna need a PCR on that to change the budget code. Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Lattisor, thank you.
Okay, I have item number 13 found on page 53, multi-gas detection. No, never mind. I got my answer on that already. Thank you. Item number 15, buyout for Big Belly Solar Trash Units, found on page 66. Item number 16, found on page 70, Pilgrim Senior Center Building Assessment. And then another item, which was not in my package, and I think, well, I may have to get it from one of you guys. The last item, I think, was the roof at the Pilgrim Senior Center.
Item number 30, bid 2023-305, Thayer Arena Roof Repair, yes. Replacement and or repairs.
If someone has a copy of that, I would like to see it, please, because it was not in my package. Oh, wait a minute.
You don't have.
Hold on, it's in either. My.
Oh, you're right.
Here it is, it's in my file right here.
Because it came in after the pack.
Okay, right, thank you.
So, Councilman, for clarification, you have it. Did you want to discuss it, or are we all set?
No, I want to discuss it.
Okay.
But, no, okay, hold on. Excuse me 1 minute. So, the city clerk said that this was added after the binders went out.
Yes.
Okay.
You had already picked your binder up, so it was emailed out to you, and the hard copy was left up here for you today on the cart.
Okay. Once the binders go out, is anything supposed to be added?
Not without the approval of the council president, which I did not reach out to him because there was only one meeting this month, so okay. I put one more on. I allowed it to go on.
Okay. So if you could indulge me for a couple few minutes, let me take a look at this because I have not seen it.
Councilman, while you look at that, would you mind, we're going to go ahead and go to item 24. I'll start with Councilwoman Travis, and so we can get that PCR and that logistics issue taken care of.
Sure.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Solicitor. Does the public have any item that they would like to pull and discuss from the bid package? Does the public have any item they would like to pull and discuss from the bid package? Thank you. Councilwoman Travis, we are now on bid 2024-107, purchase dugout benches for City Park. Oh, give me one moment.
So this is the one that now is going to be PCR 82-23? Okay. So what happened was this came in under the ARPA money, but the total money with all nine wards, when it's supposed to be divided now into the nine separate wards. So I need my separate number just for Ward 6. And what we're doing with this purchase of these benches, we're getting 8 benches for the softball fields, and we're taking the 4 benches that are there now and bringing them over to the dog park.
Okay. So your request would be to, do you have the number we're going to, okay, thank you. And what was the, I don't have, what is the one it's coming up, we're changing it from? So we're going to 5100-5716.
Yes.
And it's the original one that was put into the bid package was? 500. Yep. It's on page 139. I can get it right here too. Thank you. Okay, thank you. So per request of Councilwoman Travis, this is part of the ARPA funds and the different requests that every ward made. We pulled it for a PCR, and we're going to be pulling the funds from budget code 510-0400 to we're going to pull the money from code 510-05716. Thank you. Are there any discussion from the committee? Questions, discussion from members of the council? Questions, discussion from members of the public? Hearing none, may I have a motion on the PCR 8223?
Motion to amend.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. May
Thank
I have
you. Thank you.
A favorable action on the PCR as amended?
I move favorable action.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser, I refer back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to begin with item number 4?
Oh, okay. All right. So now you're ready to begin. Thank you. If you would give me just one moment,
sure.
I'll just get my paperwork in order. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, per request of Councilman Lattiser, we will discuss bid 2024-068, radio communication equipment, services, and repair. Good evening, Chief. Please identify, and Councilman Lattiser, the floor will be yours.
Jason Umbenhauer, Assistant Chief of the Fire Department.
Thank you. Hi, Chief.
Good evening.
Just a question on this item, one question.
Sure.
So in going with this, would we be expecting any price increases at all during this contract period?
I don't believe so. It's a two-year bid, and the bid pricing is fixed for those for year one and for year two.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't anticipate them changing those prices within the two-year period.
Okay. That's all on that one, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Further questions, comments from members of the council? Further questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Councilman Lattiser, we're moving on from, we are now on to bid 2022-108, tire repairs and recapping. This is found on page 14. Christy, if you wouldn't mind doing the full introduction, and then Councilman Lattiser, you can lead off with your question. Thank you.
Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you. Councilman.
Thank you. Christy, why are you extending this bid for just this short period of time?
The reason we're asking for this extension on this bid is because it doesn't flow with our new tire bid. So typically when we purchase new tires, the mount, dismount, all that kind of thing, and the repairs are on this separate bid. So it makes more sense for us to be able to have them concurrent rather than have one expire in July and one expire in December.
And what do you have left for spending in that line item now?
I didn't look, but $140,000, I think.
$140,000?
Yeah.
So you have about half of it left, right?
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't understand why, I mean, I understand why you want to extend it till December 31st. That makes sense to me to have that mirror up with the new tire item. But why do you need an additional $35,000 when you're still sitting on $140,000?
The line item, which is the budget code, has $140,000 in it, but the bid cap does not.
And what is the cap?
The cap right now sits at 315,000. I'm sorry, it sits at.
Okay, 350. That's what you want to increase it to.
Correct. Right now it's at 275,000. But keep in mind that this bid started in July of 21. I'm sorry, September of 21. So we're 2 years into this bid, just about.
What I have over here is the cap is 280,000. And you want to increase it by 35,000, but you just said that you still have 140,000 left.
We have $140,000 in the budget code, not $140,000 in the bid cap.
So you have 140,000 in that line item.
In the bid, in the budget code, yes. Okay. The line item 65318.
Okay. And why do you need another 35,000?
Because I'm extending the bid for another about 3.5 months, from September 9th to December 31st.
Okay.
So I need more spending authority to get through that period.
Okay. All right, Chairman, that's fine.
Thank you. Questions, comments from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you. Next was bid 2024-102, repair two light fixtures for motor vehicle accidents. This is found on page 35. Chrissy, reintroduce, if you don't mind, please. Councilman Lattiser, you can lead off with a question.
Chrissy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you.
Christy, if I'm remembering this particular area, there's been quite a few accidents over there over the years. And what my question is, one of these items that you're looking to have us approve is for an accident that occurred back in October 2021. That's almost 2 years ago. And why are you so late coming to us now for approval to get it fixed? First question. Secondly, I'm assuming that this light has not been repaired yet, and I'm asking why that hasn't been done.
So the reason that neither one of these have been fixed is because I received an email from the trust inquiring as to whether or not these light, they need, you know, a photo of the light post being replaced. I didn't even know that they were had been knocked down. So I pursued it a little bit and found out that they still haven't been replaced. So now we're asking for, because the trust will reimburse us once we give them a photo and the purchase order and copy of the canceled check when we pay for it. But until then, we have to fix them. So in an effort to, I guess at this point, expedite it, even though it's so late, it just, I had no idea until they were looking for, they were looking to pay the city for the accident.
So who's responsible for notifying DPW that there was an accident and that a street light was taken out and there's no light? Who's responsible for notifying you folks?
That's not a question that I can answer.
Who can?
The director.
The director of?
Public Works.
I believe he's here, isn't he?
He is.
Director, if you don't mind, identify yourself before making a statement. Thank you.
Eric Earls, Public Works Director.
Councilman Lattister, could you repeat the question?
Yeah, Director, the question is, so here you folks have to come to us for monies to approve on an accident that happened 2 years ago, and it's a street light in an area that it's not the first time an accident has occurred over there, so it's somewhat of a concerning area, and it's because you folks apparently were never notified that the street light was taken out because of an accident or for whatever reason. So who is responsible for notifying DPW that, hey, we just had a traffic accident over here, this intersection, the pole's down, there's no light, and we need to get it fixed? Who's responsible for notifying you folks?
Typically, we'll get notified from whoever is involved in it. You know, maybe there's a police report, we'll get notified because of that. Maybe we'll, you know, drive by and see that there's been an accident, or the insurance company reach out to us. But there's another reason that it's taken so long. And the big reason why it's taken so long is that at the time, we're converting to the LED lights, right? And so October of 21, we knew that project was going on, but we didn't have those lights yet. That part, the decorative part of the LEDs, was the last part of that whole project. And as you know, those, we didn't finish with the decorative LEDs until just, what, maybe like 6 months ago, if that. And so that was a big part of why we needed to wait. We weren't going to throw up one of the old lights just to have them come out and put the LEDs up, you know, after. So that was a large part of why there was a delay. But to answer your question, we typically find out from a number of sources when there's an accident.
So based upon what you just said, the department did know that this
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that that was in addition to the delayed response. Even if we had known in advance, we probably wouldn't have jumped on it because we were converting everything to LEDs.
So then you didn't know about it?
Yeah, what Christie said was accurate.
Okay. And on the May 24th, 23 incident, which involved another light, it says that this department has notified the driver's insurance of the cost to replace the unit and is awaiting reimbursement funds of $5,635. Have you received official notice from the insurance company that they're going to reimburse you $5,635?
I sent them a bill. We've already received the check. It's been deposited.
I'm sorry. I heard I sent them the bill.
I sent them the bill, and we've already received the check, and it's been deposited.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that happened after, obviously, this document was sent to us. Okay. That's all I have on that one, Chairman.
Any further questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next item requested by Councilman Lattister is bid 2024-070, Fire Department Dress Uniform Badges and Accessories. Thank you, Director. Thank you, Christy. This is found on page 42. Chief, we're on bid 2024-070, Fire Department Dress Uniform Badges and Accessories. If you don't mind identifying, then we'll refer to Councilman Lattisor.
Jason Umbenhauer, Assistant Chief of the Fire Department.
Thank you so much, Chief. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. So, Chief, was the previous bid, was that a two-year bid?
Correct.
Okay. And this concern that you have of minimum requirement of 24 employees per fitting session. So I understand that to mean that that particular vendor is essentially requiring the department to send 24 firefighters at one time to do this fitting.
Correct. And they're in Brooklyn, they're in New York, I believe.
I'm sorry?
They're in New York too, also. So they want us to have 24 people before we can do a fit in for a uniform. And I don't ever do 24 people, maybe in an entire year. So that vendor was disqualified based on their requirements.
That wouldn't make sense to send one firefighter down there. Yeah. Okay. I'm all set with that one, Chairman.
Any questions, further comments, questions from members of this committee? Comments, questions from members of this council? Comments, questions from members of the public? Members of the public, thank you. The next item for discussion is found on page 66. It is bid 2024-103, buyout of Big Belly Solar Trash Units. This is requested by Councilman Lattisor. Director, when you come up to the mic, just please identify.
Eric Earls, Public Works Director.
Thank you so much. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Director, these 10 trash units, has there been an evaluation by you or anyone in your department or anyone else for that matter with respect to the current condition of all 10 of these units?
Yeah, I actually went out. The vendor wanted pictures of the units, and so rather than having someone else go, it was easy enough for me to just go out and took some pictures, check the functionality of the units, and then responded accordingly to the vendor.
And what was your findings on those units?
They're working fine. You know, they were originally set up as they're solar, and they're supposed to compact. I think that mechanism may not be working. But that being said, I don't think we were really taking advantage of that anyway. But the benefit of these units versus other units, especially down at Oakland Beach, is that they're closed, right? A lot of trash containers are open or easily opened. And down at Oakland Beach with rodents and seagulls, it's really imperative that we have closed containers. And that's what makes these so valuable down there.
And what would be your expectation of the future performance of these? You know, we've had them for 5 years. Did the manufacturer originally give you an expectation of the life expectancy of these?
Well, the contract was for 5 years. So that's kind of what they anticipated. And then they would essentially buy them back then we would pay them to have them removed, which is an interesting trick, right?
Right, yeah.
But they are, the actual mechanism is comparable to a mailbox. You know, it's not a tricky kind of, you know, mechanism that can be easily broken. Mm-hmm. So these are going to last us, you know, another 5, 8, 10 years, because they're sturdy and, you know, they'll be fine out there. You know, it has a pedal that you can step on and the top will open. That mechanism might fail. It's already failed on one of the 10, but that's about the extent of what could happen to them.
So I'm looking at, you know, the different options. Mainly I was looking at option 2 versus option 3, vice versa. What is the cost over a 5-year period for this station refresh? And I guess first is, what does station refresh mean?
Well, the other piece that this could do is it could send a notification to Public Works when they were, whatever you set it for, 70% full, say. So we would get a notification when they were 70% full. That would put it on our radar to go collect it. I don't think we ever really took advantage of that either. It just became part of our regular route. And whether we got out there and they were, you know, 100% full or 30% full, we were collecting them regardless. So we never really took advantage of that piece anyway.
That was the monitoring software access, I think, right?
Oh, okay.
What's that?
Which one are you looking at?
I'm looking to get the definition of station refresh. You know, what does that include? What does it mean? And what is the value of that over the 5 years?
Yeah, actually, I'm not even sure what the station refresh means.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, up here in the first thing, it says, based upon your forwards and assessment of the bins, this is an option one, the full station refresh would include all new batteries, front doors, floor, foot pedals, which you've just mentioned, solar bubbles, locks, and keys on all of your vent, all of your bins, a value with a high price tag when not bundled with the renewal cost. But, you know, they don't tell you what that high value price tag is. Do you have any idea what that is?
Well, the difference between option two and option three is $12,500. So I'm guessing that's what they're thinking it's worth, right?
And we've never had to pay to replace a battery?
Like I said,
the solar.
Yeah. And we don't use that functionality anyway.
Okay. And there's been no problems with the solar panels or any of that stuff?
Yeah, as far as I know. But again, the solar panels were used to perform the compacting piece. We haven't really taken advantage of that.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thank you, Chairman. That answers.
Councilman Gebhardt. Thank you, Councilman.
I would just say this all came to pass because of the sort of unscrupulous tactics in terms of the obscene bill they tried to send us to remove them at the end of our lease. So the least amount of money I think we can give them in the future and discontinue our relationship with them feels like the most appropriate next steps. So buying them as big, sturdy steel bins to put trash in sounds like a good idea. Doing more with them, probably not so much. So thanks. Right. I agree with option three.
Thank you, Councilman. Good point. Any further questions, comments from this committee? Questions, comments from members of this council?
I'm just going to add a few words.
Thank you, Councilwoman Travis.
Okay. Basically, I mean, I always see them work good if people use them. A lot of times people would just drop the garbage all over the place. I did see, you know, trying to stuff a pizza box down one of them really messes it up. You know, it won't go in and it gets stuck and somebody else has to either pull it out and throw it on the ground or, but, at least they're covered. That way the seagulls can't get in it. And, you know, they make a bigger damage. But I like the idea that we're going to have them to be ours. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
Mr. Chairman. Right?
Councilman Lattisor.
So I suppose, you know, credit due to DPW, there's one other point to make here is right now they're asking for $12,500, but we don't have to pay that $6,000-something or other, right?
Correct.
That they tried to coerce out of the city. So the net seems to make sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Director. The next item is bid 2024-086, Pilgrim Senior Center Building Assessment. This is found on page 70. Is there anyone to speak on this item? Councilman Lattisor requested it.